Hey friends, welcome to Group Chat Sunday Edition, the podcast that helps student ministry leaders prepare for real conversations with real teens every Sunday morning. I'm Brett, your host, and I am so passionate about helping students grow in their faith and helping you feel confident leading your small group. Whether this is your first year leading a small group or you're a seasoned veteran, this podcast is giving you a quick look at what matters most from this week's session from the Gospel Project entitled Your King is Coming. So let's get into it. The big truth for this week is God calls us to live like His promises are real. Zechariah reminded God's people that even in seasons of discouragement and doubt, they could cling to hope because God's promises never fail. That truth applies to us today. What we believe about the future should shape how we live right now. This week's Christ Connection, Zechariah prophesied about the Messiah, saying he would be a humble king who would build a new and better kingdom. Jesus is that Messiah king. Those who trust in him are forgiven of their sin and welcomed into his kingdom. So this week, Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9 through 12, we see a prophecy of a king who would come humbly, riding on a donkey, bringing peace, not war. This prophecy was fulfilled when Jesus entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. What a great day. Then, Zechariah chapter 13, verses 1 through 2, and then jumping over to verse 9, God promises a fountain that will wash away sin and impurity. This is a picture of Jesus' blood cleansing us. He also promises to refine his people like gold, shaping us through trials to make us more like him. This message is clear. God's promises are real, and they change everything about how we live today. So, here are some questions your students might ask this week. Why did Jesus ride in on a donkey instead of a horse or another animal? What does it mean to be redefined by God? How do stories like this help us when times are hard? And how should believing God's promises about heaven affect our choices now? Don't shy away from talking about hope this week. Many teens feel overwhelmed by stress, pain, and uncertainty. Remind them that life's struggles have a time limit and that eternity with Jesus is secure. Encourage them to live like God's promises are real, even when life feels hard. God calls us to live like His promises are real. When we believe in His coming kingdom, it changes everything, our choices, our priorities, and our hope. So a few quick reminders. This weekend is our winter retreat trip to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. So thank you so much for those who are here serving while we're out. Grateful for each of you and for all that you do. Also, Student Connect, our Wednesday night activities are back in full swing. 6:15 Wednesday night here in the Student Center. And then lastly, Fuge 2026 registration is open. So please encourage your students to register for camp. It's going to be a phenomenal experience this summer. Well, guys, that's all I've got for this week's episode of Group Chat Sunday Edition. Keep leading with love, and we'll catch you next week.